A recent survey found only North and South Dakota, Rhode Island, and Iowa have a bigger teen drinking problem than Wisconsin. Tribal health departments will get $5.5 million of the federal grant to try to dry up that problem on reservations. Jeff Muse of the Great Lakes Intertribal Council says some of that money will fund a study to find out how many teens are drinking on each reservation. Then each tribe will design their own prevention program. He says for some tribes, that means building on programs already in place.
It's our hope that they'll be able to augment what they already have going that's already successful for them. We may have something totally community-based. It's really up to them. The bottom line being is that, you know, they will see their numbers change over the years, showing that number shrink and shrink.
The state will use its $10.5 million to fund projects in 15 communities throughout the state. DHFS Secretary Helene Nelson says some of that money will go to design programs that make it harder for teens to buy alcohol, similar to programs the state already has in place to reduce teen smoking.
Well, we've had a very strong program in Wisconsin that works with retailers to reduce the sale of cigarettes to minors. And we're going to, for example, study whether or not we could do something like that with excess alcohol.
But a recent study commissioned by a national distillers group found only 7% of teen drinkers get their alcohol from stores that fail to check for IDs, while 65% get it from family or friends. The group launched a statewide media campaign last year to urge parents to tackle the problem at home. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.